The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Bats are known in part for making an infernal racket that helps them navigate, but it turns out that they may actually flap around in relative silence when traveling in groups. It's only for a microsecond, but the bats may actually take turns shutting up so they can listen to the leader and avoid the confusion caused by too many signals at once. Bats navigate through a sonar-like process called echolocation, in which they emit high-frequency calls, then gauge the distance of objects around them by measuring how long it takes the echoes to bounce back. Scientists wondered if these precise calculations could be thrown off when bats in packs are all making noise. Since it may be difficult for bats to distinguish the echoes bouncing back from their own calls from the returning sounds emitted by their neighbors. So scientists recorded the cries emitted by bats flying in groups and found that up to 76% of the time, at least one of the animals was quiet for more than 0.2 seconds. The interludes of silence were more frequent the closer the bats flew together, and the more similar their calls were to each other.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.